Here's a special offer for Issues Etc. listeners. For any size gift during the Easter season, we'll send you a recording of an Easter and Ascension sermon preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin. You can make a secure online donation at issuesetc.org. You can also contribute by check. Make your check payable to Issues Etc. and send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois 62234. LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois 62234. And for any size gift between Easter Sunday and Pentecost Sunday, May 27th, we'll send you a CD of one of Todd's Easter and Ascension sermons. Now, when you make your gift, please indicate whether you want a downloadable version or a CD of these sermons. Thanks for listening, and thanks for thinking of us during the Easter season.
Hey, preacher man, give me the gospel. Tell me of the God man who bore all the blame. Hey, preacher man, give me the gospel. When you preach the gospel, you shouldn't be ashamed.
It's in the book of Hebrews chapter 12. It's such a marvelous chapter in and of itself, but it has these verses that urges us to look to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. It's a little sermon right there in just one verse of the book of Hebrews, and you find them all over Scripture. You find St. Paul saying things like, I was determined to know nothing among you except Christ and Him crucified. Why is it that? Well, it's because the kind of preaching that Christ desires His preachers to do, His pastors to do, turns the eyes of faith of those who hear directly upon Jesus, the author and perfecter, the one who was crucified and risen from the dead. That's the basis for our sermon reviews here on Issues Etc. We use a simple three-part diagnostic. We're going to use it here on a sermon preached by Pastor Will Wheaton on the occasion of his farewell to his congregation of more than two decades, St. Paul Lutheran Church in Hamel, Illinois. The diagnostic is simple. How often is Jesus mentioned? Listen and then keep a simple running tally. It shouldn't just be once or twice or a handful of times. Jesus should be all over the sermon. If he is mentioned many times, go on to part two. Is Jesus the subject of the verbs? That is Jesus the one doing the action, doing the verbs, running the verbs in what the preacher is telling you Jesus has done? And if Jesus is mentioned and he's the subject of the verbs, you ask one more simple question. That is, what are those verbs? Is this the Jesus like we heard about earlier in our program, that Jesus who can help you? He didn't really save you, but he can certainly help you and make your life better. Or is this the Jesus who has done all for you in his perfect life, death, and resurrection? Now, that's the diagnostic. Let's use it as we review this sermon, preached Sunday on the occasion of Pastor Will Wheaton, a regular guest here on the program, his farewell sermon preached to his congregation at St. Paul Lutheran Church in Hamel, Illinois. He's preaching on two texts, the Valley of Dry Bones from the prophet Ezekiel, and on Jesus appearing to his disciples in John chapter 20 on Easter evening, raised from the dead.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Christ is risen. He has risen indeed. Hallelujah. People loved by God, for almost 20 years, it has been my privilege to stand in this pulpit and preach the good news to you of your sins' forgiveness and your death's defeat, to give you all the gifts that are yours in your crucified and risen Lord Jesus Christ. I have done so as a sinner, as you well know, serving in the midst of a whole bunch of sinners, as you also very well know. But sinners though we are, we have a Lord who loves us and who does absolutely everything to make sure that we have what we need to remain in saving faith until we die and pass with him through the gate of death and the grave to our joyful resurrection. So let's marvel again today at what the Lord provides. He is the living Lord of life. Ezekiel is brought to a massive bone heap. The dry bones are scattered from one end to the other of the valley. They had been people once. They had lived and breathed, walked, ran, played, loved, fought, and died. And now all that's left of them are bones. Brittle. Not yet dust, but on the way. And the big question that the Lord puts to his prophet is this: can these bones live? Can these bones live? That question is at the heart of our faith.
We'll take a break and we'll continue our review of Pastor Will Wheaton's sermon, his farewell sermon, preached Sunday at St. Paul Lutheran Church in Hamel, Illinois. We're coming to you live this Wednesday afternoon. It's the 18th of April. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues, Etc.
What makes Christ Our Savior Lutheran Church in Freeburg, Illinois so special? Our new members talk about the family atmosphere, the welcoming people, and the outstanding music. But most importantly, you'll be confronted with your sin and comforted with the assurance that Jesus has removed that sin so that you can live each day as His baptized and forgiven child. Christ Our Savior Lutheran Church is at 612 North State Street in Freeburg, Illinois. Sunday worship is at 9 a.m., Sunday school and Bible classes at 10:20 a.m. Call 618-539-5664.
They Were Afraid, an Easter sermon preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin.
For to proclaim the resurrection of Jesus, an empty tomb, is not good news, not for sinners, apart from His death for sinners.
And we'll send you a CD of this sermon and an Ascension sermon for any size gift during the 50 days of Easter. Make a secure online donation today, issuesetc.org. Thanks for your support during the Easter season.
It's not about you. It's about Jesus for you. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
Steadfast Lutherans, people who believe the traditional Lutheran preaching, liturgy, and hymnody continue to deliver Christ crucified for sinners today. The Reformation attempted to return the Church's focus on what we do for God back to a focus on what God does for us, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures. Some things never change. The gospel is still under attack from inside and outside the Church. To see how Lutheran doctrine and practice preserve the gospel, visit steadfastlutherans.org.
Have you ever wanted a concise resource on the history of Christianity from the time of the apostles through today? Well, we have just the book for you. It's titled The Church from Age to Age, A History from Galilee to Global Christianity. You can browse before you buy at issuesetc.org, or you can purchase The Church from Age to Age by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040. The Church from Age to Age, the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for April. Welcome back to Issues, Etc. Doing a little sermon review on this Wednesday afternoon, a sermon preached by Pastor Will Wheaton on his farewell to his congregation. It was preached Sunday at St. Paul Lutheran Church in Hamel, Illinois. Right back to the sermon, Pastor Wheaton has, well, we paused with the question in Ezekiel's prophecy about the dry bones. Can these bones live? He says this question is at the heart of our faith.
Ezekiel's safe answer is, Lord, You know. And the Lord does know. But He wants His prophet to know. He wants His people to know. He wants you to know the answer to that question. Can these bones live? And so the word of the Lord in the prophet's mouth, it's like a fast rewind. And you see the bodies go from decomposition to composition. All of a sudden, they're dead bodies instead of bones lying there, but they're still dead. But then the prophet at the Lord's command calls on the Spirit. And the Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life,
He enters them. And these dead bones stand on their feet alive. An army. Death proved no match for the Lord of life. Death proved no match for the power of his promise and his word. And the Lord wants you. He wants all his people to never forget it. So he speaks this promise. He says, I will open your graves. I will raise you from your graves, O my people, and I will put my spirit in you, and you will live. That's his promise. But your Lord, he knows how you struggle to hold on to that promise in the face of death's relentless march. So Jesus appeared to the 10 on Easter evening. He appeared to them. He spoke peace to them. He showed them his hands, his side. They needed to know that it was the same Lord who had gone to the cross bearing the sin of the world to death, whose body now stood before them, incorruptible, glorified, even as they huddled in fear behind their closed doors, fear for their lives. He appears to them and he says to them, peace, peace, you do not need to be afraid of death ever again. Peace, I have burst my way out of its stinking gullet. Peace, and I will bring you out. You see these wounds? They are the sign that your every sin has been forgiven and gone, covered by my blood. Peace. Now I got a job for you to do. You need to go as I was sent. I send you as the Father sent me, with a word of mercy and of life and forgiveness and hope to a world that is snared in sin and teetering towards death. And then he breathed on them. And he said, receive the Holy Spirit. All of a sudden, they were inside of Ezekiel's vision. It was happening to them. And they were filled with a peace and a joy like they've never known before. And he said, whosoever sins you forgive, they are forgiven. Whoever sins you retain, they are retained. With that, the Spirit came. Joy seized them. They were downright giddy with holy joy. How could they not be? The forgiveness of their sins, he stood before them. The destruction of their death, he stood in their presence. And so they were sent by that same Lord to bring that same joy to others. People loved by God, this text is the institution of the office of the holy ministry. Jesus' plan is that forever in his church, there would be pastors sent out to forgive sins, to preach the resurrection, to help people confront their sin and turn from it. And if they don't, to speak the word of warning that calls them to repentance lest they die in their unbelief. To speak the word of comfort and peace that can help God's people battle their doubts and their fears with his unshakable good news. It's still hard to wrap your mind around that message. Thomas just was not able to do it. He'd missed church that week, been busy doing something else, and as a result, he didn't have the peace that Jesus wanted to give him. As a result, he was instead consumed with his doubts and left with his fears. But aren't you glad that he insisted that it had to be that he would see with his own eyes and that he would put his hand into the mark of the nails in the hand on the side he wanted to touch. Aren't you glad? Because it revealed your Jesus to be the most merciful, kind Lord ever. He doesn't appear to rebuke Thomas, just as he doesn't chew you out when you struggle in your faith, in your fears. He waits a whole week. He's setting up a pattern. Sunday, and then Sunday, and then Sunday. He's setting up so every Sunday we gather together and I'm there in your midst. He waits the week, and then he appears. He says, peace again. Peace to you all. And then he reaches out, and he grabs hold of Thomas's hand. You guys remember the Caravaggio painting of this? Absolutely stunning. This big old finger on Thomas's hand, and Jesus taking the hand and sticking it into the hole, the gaping hole in the side. And the look of peace on Jesus' face and the look of shock and awe on Thomas's face. Thomas brought them to faith. My Lord, my God. But Jesus did something in that moment that you should never forget. He didn't just talk to Thomas. He lifted up his eyes from Thomas and he saw you. He said, Thomas, you believe because you've seen? Man, I got a whole bunch of blessed people that will be believing and never having seen. They will be blessed in their believing. How did they come to believe? Only because the Lord took thought to send out his word. The word that gives faith. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. So the Lord took thought for you, for your future. He entrusts the speaking of his word to these certain men. And they entrusted it to other men. And they to other men after them throughout these long centuries. That is how the victory that alone can overcome the world, our faith, gets passed on. It's how you were born anew and brought into the family of God. And it's how your faith is sustained. It's how the Lord has himself a church. This crazy bunch of people who actually believe that the blood of Jesus has so wiped out the sins of the world that we can't be holding our sins against each other. They've already been forgiven and covered by the blood of the Lamb. Their history, this crazy bunch of people that look death in the face, carrying our beloved to the grave, putting them in. We look death in the face and we say, but you're not the end of us and you're not the end of them. We know he lives. We know we will live. Wait till he comes back in glory. You will see. You have lost death. You're Jesus. He sent me here for 20 years to share this joyful good news with you, to celebrate it with you, sometimes with laughter and sometimes with tears, but always the same faith-creating, faith-sustaining word. Together, we have rejoiced with saints and angels at the table of our Lord, where the risen one still comes to us like he came to Thomas, still lets us touch the body to drive away our fears and our doubts. Such a good Lord. And you know what? He already knows exactly who the next man he's going to send into this pulpit is. Who your next senior pastor will be. He's got it all covered, people. You just need to ask him and pray and wait. And then rejoice to receive another one in the long line of those that Jesus sends out to give forgiveness, life, salvation to his people. I cannot thank you enough for all the kindness and the love that you have shown to me and to my family over these years. And I know that you will have much love to share with the man who will end up standing in this pulpit, whose job will be to give you even more Jesus for you to rejoice in. To that Lord Jesus, with his all-holy Spirit and his holy Father, be the glory forever and ever. Amen.
That's Pastor Will Weed in his farewell sermon preached Sunday at St. Paul Lutheran Church in Hamel, Illinois. Folks, if you appreciate our sermon reviews, and I know you do, please consider making a donation to support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. during this Easter season. You can make a secure online donation at issuesetc.org. You can also make a gift by check, make your check payable to Issues Etc., and send it to LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois 62234, LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois 62234. For any size donation before the 27th of May, that's the end of the Easter season, Pentecost Sunday, we'll send you a recording of one of my Easter and Ascension sermons. When you donate, let us know if you want a CD or an MP3 download of those sermons. Thanks for listening, and thanks for keeping us in mind during the 50 days of Easter. Tomorrow on Issues Etc., we'll talk with Pastor Michael Walther about Jesus' post-resurrection appearance to his disciples. We'll also discuss, is the Christian faith unreasonable, with Pastor Bill Swirla. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you tomorrow, and thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Christ-centered, cross-focused, you're listening to Issues Etc.